This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research and work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Those of you who follow our weekly escapade into the conversational world, the News Talk Radio, some people call it political talk radio, know that we get our information. Remember when Casey Kasem used to do the countdown and he gave credit to Billboard Magazine, the top 30 or 40 songs in the various formats that he was doing the count. I think at one time he had four different weekend countdown shows going.
Yeah, I think, right.
Yeah, I think so. So all that came out of one of the trade publications in the music radio world. So we get our information from the trade magazine in the talk world, which is Talkers. You can find it at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. And so we go through. Rich McFadden is here with Victoria Keelan. And me, Victoria, is a part of the DJV program, which we do Monday through Friday. Also, Richie has been a part of my radio escapade for nigh on to two centuries, I think.
Something like that.
Sometimes it feels that way. Okay, so the top 10 stories, sometimes we weave our magic into the conversation about the people, but they're related, the top 10 stories and the top 10 list of people being discussed the week of July 23rd to the 27th. And at number one here, Mr. Cohen, Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney, claims the president knew in advance about the Trump Tower meeting in which the Russians had promised his campaign dirt about Hillary Clinton. However, Cohen's legal team insisted that they didn't leak the revelation, raising the possibility it came from the Trump team to weaken his bargaining hand should he decide to flip. So, is he flipping the Trump-Russia investigation number one this week on the list? I just find I'm offended, frankly, by all of this because I'm offended by all of the crap that's going to. This is going to go nowhere. Nothing is going to happen. This is just political chicanery, theater, wasting hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to find out what. And to do what with what we find out. What's going to happen? You're not going to impeach Trump on this stuff because he's not directly connected to it. So Mueller is looking, you know, he's getting paid about $400,000 a year for his trouble. And how many other lawyers? What I saw one time, there were 124 lawyers assigned to this. What do you think that's cost?
Millions and millions and millions.
That's craziness.
We've got to investigate possible wrongdoing by our politicians.
But at what point do you stop? When's the conclusion?
It gets to the point where it just gets silly. Now you've got Trump saying that Cohen is a known liar. But he was my lawyer for years.
But he only had two clients, and I was one of them.
I thought he had three, Victoria.
The third was Sean Hannity, but Hannity said he was never actually a client, so he really only had two.
Yeah. Okay. Nice story.
I don't know. It is kind of funny at this point because Trump versus Cohen is really amping up. I think it is. And this isn't even about Russia. This is about, you know, which playmates he was paying off to keep them quiet. This isn't even related to Russia. I think they were trying to find stuff that related to Russia through Cohen, but I don't really think they're going to find anything there. We're going to maybe hear a bunch of embarrassing recordings of Trump talking about, you know, which hooker to pay off. But, you know, beyond that, I don't think it's really going to show
Giuliana's
much in the Russian
saying
investigation.
Within those recordings that you can hear Trump saying, pay with a check.
Right.
And somebody else saying, no, pay with cash. And Trump insisting pay with a check.
Right.
So I guess that's, so there's a
But then I think it was Giuliani who tried to swing that and saying, see, the president is being honest. He wanted to pay by check.
It's a tax deduction. It's a business expense. It was a business meeting. Write it off.
Let me ask you. I mean, wouldn't it be great to have a president who has high moral character But, you know, you look
we
back.
We had that for 8 years. I guess it's time for a
really?
Change.
When? You think?
Yeah.
Really? You don't think Obama had high moral character when it comes to his family and his marriage?
I think with regard to his family, that's
what we're talking about. We're talking about cheating and paying off hookers. Yeah. That's not what Obama was about.
Right, but otherwise, we can go through a list of you know what? Bush, the old man, is probably the last truly. I mean, even Bush, the second one, the George Bush Jr. The guy was an alcoholic for years, and just so where do you find somebody that where they are truly
wants to be president?
That's really a decent person. Jimmy Carter, terrible president, great human being,
good guy. Yeah, yeah.
Bill Clinton, not so much.
No, Bill Clinton is not a great guy, but he was a very good president in many ways. I think.
I mean,
I think Reagan, the same. I thought Reagan, but you know, I mean, how do you define moral bankruptcy, or how do you find,
right.
How do you define whatever it is that you use? It's all very, very subjective. It's not objective at all.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is no matter who you put up there, somebody's going to find them to be a dirtbag, and it's going to become.
You know, Richie, what this reminds me of, I remember many years when I was owning radio stations and managing radio stations, there were always questions from listeners about things that were considered to be dirty on the air. I heard this guy use a dirty word. Like if I said bastard on the air, that would offend some people, and they'd want to report
it.
So, because I want to make a point.
Does anyone even care about that word anymore?
Well, but that's the point.
Harsh.
Back then, maybe, you know. You
watch any of these late night shows, or even some of the dramas on TV, and the words that are used in NCIS or in the Law and Order Victims show, some of the words that you never would have heard on television before,
right.
Written into the script. And then if you go over down to cable and listen to Conan O'Brien at night versus the three guys that are on standard television, he says and gets away with a lot more because it's cable. It's not regular mainstream television.
So,
it goes even further when it comes to some of the stuff that's on Netflix. Well, anyway, the point is that we all have different meanings or we have different feelings about words, and they're just that, they're words. But I remember we had this debate, we had a public debate in Boston when I was running WEEI about what constituted offensive, obscenity-laden radio, what on the radio constituted something that was offensive. And because there's no community standard anywhere, people could accuse them.
And from the FCC.
The FCC got complaints all the time about Howard Stern.
Right.
But they could never. The only time that CBS ever paid a fine is because the guy running CBS wanted the publicity out of paying $1.3 million in fines. They could go to court. Look at how many times Fox has been in court about obsenity stuff.
But the bottom line is there's no clear definition of what obscenity is from the FCC.
No.
So it's all subjective.
Yep. So, and the same is true, I think, of this, to get back around to number one.
Well.
This is nonsense. So, all right.
Well.
That's enough of that.
It's not nonsense, but it's just.
Well, I think so.
We are wasting money.
Right. Okay. And is the number two item, Rosenstein being impeached, is that more theater and nonsense, or does this guy deserve to be impeached? He's the number two guy at the
Department of Justice.
Department of Justice. Thank you, Reggie. Saved the day again. 15 past the hour. Calitrin, speaking of saving the day, if you're in need of losing weight, whether it be serious weight, you want to lose 30, 40 pounds, or you want to lose, like me, 10, 12, 13, 14 pounds, you get on the Calitrin program and you'll get where you want to go. You take time, because doing this in order to be healthy, you need to do this in a healthful way. You don't want, remember when Al Roker.
He got the band surgery.
Right. Yeah, he cleaned out his gut and his system, but he was sick for a long time. Because doing that sort of thing, or losing 30 pounds in 30 days, that kind of stuff, that's a hell of a bang on your body. And so you want to do this so that you don't get sick. Yeah, down the road, if you have that weight problem, you're going to get really sick. But when you take it off, you do it in an intelligent way. And that's why Calitrin is so popular, because it works so well. It's all natural. It has become the number one choice for weight loss. It's healthy weight loss. Make the healthy choice. Go to toploss.com. Get a 10% off deal plus a free bottle when you buy three using the code DJV. It's made, Calitrin comes from collagen, which is the natural way to produce protein in your body. It builds up muscle, pushes out the fat. That's the way it works. That's how, when you were younger, you stayed healthier and younger because your body was producing a lot of collagen. As you get older, it doesn't. So you got to supplement. Supplement with the best. Calitrin. Take my word for it. 12 pounds I've lost since April. Very steady. I'm going to maintain that weight because in the summertime, I love ice cream, so I keep taking Calitrin to offset the impact of me eating so much ice cream. So do this. Your body's going to like it. Do yourself a favor. Lose the weight intelligently. Go to toploss.com. Get the discount. Use the code DJV and lose the weight intelligently. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, let's get to this number two item on the countdown. We're reviewing, as we do every week at this time, the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits, the stories from Talkers Magazine. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Rosenstein at the Department of Justice, number two guy there. Some want to impeach him. I've never really quite figured out what his act was. And so now Ryan says, we're not doing this. It's more theater. Where are we with this?
So the House Freedom Caucus, the hardliners on the conservative side,
yeah, the right-wingers,
they want to throw him out. And then Ryan's like, no, we can't, because we've got things we need to do in the House over the next few months, and this will just totally blow up everything we're trying to get done. And then they came back, and so the bottom line is that Ryan agreed that they're trying to get Rod Rosenstein, to give up emails and documents, and he won't. And so they
pertaining to what?
Pertaining to the Trump investigation.
Nah,
so they're trying to say, if you don't give them up, now we will proceed, but it's going to take a few months because Ryan wants to get some of the work in the House done first.
Yeah, wasn't that sweet? So what do we get at the end of the day? More money being wasted. These guys, there's so much corruption, it's almost impossible.
School. Everybody go to law school, become a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's where you make all the money. Work for the government.
You're never going to, you know what? You're never going to lose your job's automation.
Yes.
What, if you're a lawyer?
Yeah, exactly. You never will.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you can say that about being a nurse, too, though, right? Things in the medical profession, to a point.
Yeah, to a point, yeah.
Lawyers. What's the, what is it, it's not, the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm.
Medical, yeah.
Yeah, who said first kill all the lawyers?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare said that, right, okay. So...
That's why I love that guy.
I think we have one lawyer for every 400 people in America, don't we? It's like obscene in comparison to the rest of the world. In Europe, it's one for every 8,000 or something, but here it's one for every 400 people. And my lawyer, I had the same lawyer for 40-some-odd years. He's busy. He can't keep up. He's just a general practitioner. He can't keep up with
them. They are geniuses at creating revenue streams. They are so good at it.
Smart at it. Billable hours. Don't you love it?
Yep.
I'm going to start billing you by the hour, Reggie. 21 past the hour.
Checks in the mail.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Talk 23 and change after the hour. In this week's Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan running through the numbers and the stories, starting at number one and number two, basically the same kind of stuff, investigating the government, investigating the investigators. Let's investigate the investigators who investigate the investigators. Number three is the trade discussion, the European Union. It looks like they have settled the problem, and if I get this correctly, if you think I'm not on the right page, you'll tell me, both of you, that the U.S. and the European Union have agreed to no tariffs on anything, which is what I think ought to be the case. Take the tariffs down and let stuff sell for what it's worth. This especially affects the farmers, foodstuffs, the trade. That the trade meeting here and where the consensus is exactly the opposite of what's going on in Asia, especially with the Chinese. But there are, and, you know, you can talk about our tariffs with other countries, but it doesn't mean much unless you're in, you know, doing business with China. And so this week, something that affected me and my, well, I don't get any government subsidies for my farm work, but a lot of my brethren do. Those of you who listen to me with regularity know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so it was of particular interest this week, and I discuss it on, we have a weekly program which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, overviewing the issues of the American family farmer, the food we eat, how it affects us and our families, that sort of thing. And so we talked this week about the president setting aside $12 billion, not in the farm bill, but separately, to help farmers that are being hurt by this trade war with China. And it's the problem is it becomes politicized because the people who don't need it are the ones who get it, whether it's the farm bill or this $12 billion subsidy. Trump just says, okay, we're going to put $12 billion out there to help the farmers that are being hurt. Well, the farmers that are being hurt are the family farmers, not the big conglomerates, the big corporate farms. They find markets because they're international, the likes of Cargill, ADM. What, you think you need to help them? No. You need to help the people who are trying to help you locally eat good, healthy food. And we're all being affected by what's going on in the trade wars because it all is like trickle-down economics. Remember that theory, Victoria, from Ronald Reagan?
I do. I remember it from George, from Ferris Bueller.
I learned about it in school, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Well, Anyway, the point is that it all starts at the ground level, pardon the pun. The American family farmer is the one who grows this stuff, some of them bigger than others, but then they're hired by the big conglomerates. They're just contracted out, so the conglomerates are the ones that get the dough, and they never pass it down to the people that are actually doing the work. So it's a real screw job, frankly, for the farmer. As far as the European Union is concerned, they see the handwriting on the wall. They need America. We need them. We figured it out.
Well, now you got to do the same thing with China and Asia.
Exactly.
That's where it really counts.
Yeah. Well, European, they listen.
I mean, great. We're going to get cheaper pasta from Italy, but, you know.
There's a lot of stuff, Richie. There's a lot of hardware.
Really, the big trade partner is Asia, and that's where all this. And hopefully Trump's quote-unquote art of the deal is working, and he will be able to. And that's all this is. Everybody's like, oh, it's Darfur. No, it's not. It's a tool to negotiate.
It's his way of doing business.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. And is that reflected in number four, the meeting with Putin? Is he really snowed by Putin? A lot of people say, Putin did a number on him, made him look foolish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think Trump is not. I think he's street smart.
I'm uncomfortable with the way he deals with the whole Russia thing. I need to see him get a little tougher on this.
Mm-hmm. And in what way would he be?
It's not okay to come home and then say, oh, yeah, well, I totally think he's responsible.
As a Trump supporter, I want him to look the guy in the eyes and go, listen, this dog and pony show with the election stuff has to stop.
Mm-hmm. All right. Food for thought on the Talk Radio Review, 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here is today's automotive news. I'm Nick Miles. America's biggest road trip is underway, called Mini Takes the States, in which Mini owners and enthusiasts gather for 8 days of road tripping in the fashion of the Great American Vacation. There are two groups. One starts in Portland, Oregon, and the other in Miami, Florida. Both groups end up in Keystone, Colorado. Around 1,000 Minis will drive in convoy, with many teams doing the entire east or west route. This is all in aid of Feeding America, helping raise money and meals for food banks. For more, go to Mini Takes the States or OurAutoExpert.com.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes, and for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are reports that President Trump's former personal lawyer claims that then-candidate Trump knew in advance of a meeting with Russians offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. A number of news organizations saying Cohen did say Trump approved going ahead with that June 2016 meeting involving his son Don Jr. at Trump Tower. Some U.S. House conservatives backing off their efforts to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, but saying they will reboot their efforts if he continues to refuse to turn over documents concerning the Russia investigation. And others could be at risk.
North Carolina Republican Mark Walker says Rosenstein isn't the only one at the DOJ that they're after.
Our focus has been more frustrated with the Attorney General rather than has been Rosenstein.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is not behind the move to impeach Rosenstein.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fascinating conversation by those in the know. This is the overview of the talkers chart from this week, ending on Friday, July the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Victoria Keevan and Rich McFadden here as we look at some of these powerful stories. Number one and number two related to the Trump administration. Number three, the trade rhetoric, if that's what you want to call it. Now, and four has to do with Putin and Trump. Number five, the president focused on Iran, capital letters in his tweet. We're going to get you. It's like two kids in a schoolyard.
I love that.
Play. I know you
oh,
do, Richard.
God, I hate it.
It's so infantile and just
yes.
like the all caps. And
right.
But his ability.
I haven't gotten an all cap thing since the last time I was scolded by my at the time girlfriend.
Sending all caps emails. Oh, yeah. That was like his thing.
Don't ever contact me again.
I used to call him and say, is your keyboard broken? Can I send you a new keyboard? Because everything is all caps all the time.
Right.
So, but his ability to control the storyline, the message, is unmatched. Name a time in history when somebody has controlled their message as well as he has. And name a time in politics when when one politician can go around the media like he does, can go around the rest of the government.
That's the problem, Richie. That's the problem, because the news media has been so used to, in our lifetime, in modern times,
being able to control the
news media has been able to control the message, control the information, control the pipeline. Now they can't, and so they turn around like children, and they try to Trump on Trump, or bump on Trump, or beat on Trump, or whatever it is. And from my perspective, whether I voted for Trump or didn't like him or not, any objective overview of the news media's treatment of this person has to admit that it is outrageously one-sided, and it is very infantile. It's so obvious.
I was talking to a guy the other day, and I forget who he was talking about. You know these middle-of-the-night tweets, the 2, 3 a.m. tweets that Trump sends out, like the all-cap stuff and everything like that?
Yeah.
And you think it's just Trump sitting up in the middle of the night in his office just banging away on his iPhone or whatever it is and just being totally random. It is so well-planned and organized. The reason they tweet, he tweets in the middle of the night.
Does he do it, or is it somebody who's doing it? Like I have somebody doing it.
It is. It's well, no. There's a whole staff. This whole thing is really laid out well, but it feeds the news cycle, so that by 5 and 6 a.m. all of the morning. Let me look up CNN. I look at ABC News, look at CNN, all of the morning show, and then it feeds the rest of the day's news cycle, so that by the time he controls the message so well, and this is not just some random thing, they absolutely know what they're doing, and they work it to a T, and to the point where they work it for Iran. I want to get this message out. Here it is, and I'm not going to let anybody filter me, but here's how the message is going to flow.
And there it is.
It does. It's brilliant.
Bingo.
It looks like a madman, but underneath there's a platform for it, and it works really well.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, your thought on it?
I don't agree with the method of it.
Number six is a focus on Facebook. Stock dropped 20% this week because. And you can fill in the blank, Victoria, if you'd like.
Well, it dropped it lost $120 billion in market capitalization because they basically said that the expectations of on revenue they missed already this year. They had to say that they're not going to have the projections that they thought they were going to have. Facebook is still not trusted by its users. It's still a mess. It's still all part of the fallout from Cambridge Analytica.
And growth. I mean, they're capping out. How many more people could get on Facebook?
Right.
Really, realistically, how much more can it grow? So at some point, it has to cap out, and everybody has to go, okay, this is where it's going to stay for a while, and this is what it's worth.
The best thing that they have going for them is that they own Instagram. That's going to save their bottom line time and time again. So,
agreed.
Yeah, that's the best thing they've got.
Because the Facebook audience will die off. Soon.
Well, so will the Instagram audience, and there'll be
now the Instagram audience. Some, Instagram audience is younger.
Yeah, they're
but it's
going to
die off sooner or later. I think it's going to.
It'll be
not for a long, long time.
Yeah, it'll be a long. Facebook has got 30 years, 20 years left. Instagram has 50, 60 years worth of clientele. I mean, you know, teenagers, young teenagers are using Instagram. They'll
My
use
cousins
the
are 10, and they're on Instagram.
My daughter's 11. So,
what would Jesus do?
Oh, he would. Definitely
Jesus
use social
would
media.
So love Instagram.
Oh. Jesus would rock Instagram.
Number seven this week.
He would.
The countdown is the trade war with China. We've had that. We talked about it with the European Union. Same basic thing. Number eight, the focus on illegal immigration. I don't see. So this is like going around in a barrel.
So the deadline has come and passed to get all the kids back, and really the remaining 700 kids are the ones that they are worried about because the parents have some kind of criminal background or the signs of abuse from the kids. So that's kind of where it stands right now is most of the kids that could be reunited with their families have been, But now it's kind of the tricky ones where, okay, your dad is an MS-13 member who killed somebody. Yeah.
He's not coming back.
Yeah, or the kids have signs of abuse. So now what do we do with the rest here?
And
then there's the other kids who have just been stolen. So then,
right.
Then what do you do with them?
Again, I always tell this story when it comes to this issue. When my wife and I adopted our daughter from South America, we got a real big lesson in how kids were just outright being stolen, babies, for sale, so that somebody could make $20,000 selling a baby.
Ugh, it's heartbreaking.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. So, you know, I know we want to get all these kids back, but do a little due diligence and make sure you're not sending these kids back into a horrible situation.
Mm. Yep.
All right, so that's number 8. Number 9, this one I smile about because it's so Trump. Back to him and his relationship with the news media, especially CNN. So was it the president's order himself, or did he leave it to Sarah Parker, what's-her-face, Huckabee, or who was it that told the reporter, you can't come na-na-na-na-na to the next press conference? And what was the reason for it, Victoria? You remember?
I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. I've been following this story, and I still, all I know is all the other reporters stand behind this reporter because she was the one. Well, it's not just that simple. I think it's because also when you start limiting access to the press, we live in a free press country. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And why this one person, because they said she asked an inappropriate question. I don't know what the question was, but it's ridiculous.
It had to do with him and his, I think it had to do with the payoff to the other prostitute.
How is that inappropriate? That's on it. That's everywhere. That's practically common knowledge now. That's like saying, you can't talk about it, but everyone knows about it.
Right.
So I'm looking at this story, Doug, and one interesting thing that pops out at me, it says two White House officials told them that she asked inappropriate questions during Trump's meeting with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. But the two White House officials, Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Bill Shine, is he working at the White House now?
You didn't know that?
Bill Shine from Fox News, who we know?
He took over. He's in charge of all press relations. He's in charge of the press. He's in charge of everything there now. Didn't know that?
I did not know that. That is fantastic.
We used to have his wife, Darla, was on our program for a number of years, and she's a piece of work.
She's a megastar, man.
I found
him. Oh, my God, Doug, I'm the biggest star.
I know, right, yeah.
But she's
so different from him.
She's a jackass because she said a lot of really controversial things that any woman who serves in the military should expect to be harassed sexually.
Yeah, Darla's not
afraid. That's Darla. Yeah.
Darla
that like Darla.
She's a moron, then.
As they come, but she is not a threat.
She's
not afraid to chuck a grenade out there.
No, but she is exactly where you are politically, Victoria.
And her husband 100%. Runs Fox News.
And her husband runs Fox News.
But I don't care if she's where I am politically. She's an idiot. To say anything like that about women is disgusting.
I can agree with you.
She
used to drive Doug.
I don't base my opinions on where someone is politically, if they're aligned with me or not. I base it on when I judge somebody, it's usually on a moral or ethical level. It has nothing to do with what their politics are. I know you put me in that corner a lot, but that's not true.
I'm not aiming to put you in a corner. It just is. It's politics when it comes to the right and left is so predictable, and I don't like predictability. So I like what you do sometimes. You come out with a position on something that's sort of hard, and then you soften it with some practical common sense approach to whatever the issue is. That I appreciate. Darla had no common sense whatsoever.
None.
Practical side to anything. She'd go off with, as Richie said, some kind of hand grenade, but her husband was entirely the opposite. I got to know him pretty well. I quite like him, actually.
They're both nice people. She's really nice. She's just a little crazy.
Yeah, she's just kooky. Yeah. But he is someone who was a soldier. That's the best way to describe him. He was hired to do something. He did what he was hired to do. And he was smart enough to know when to duck. He believed that Roger Ailes gave him his lot in life, and he did. And part of that had to do with his friendship with Sean from before, and they stayed friends. As a matter of fact, they live in the same neighborhood. Their wives are friends.
Oh, yeah.
They went back and forth to work in the same car.
Yeah, Darla, I mean, it's, and not Sean, like, Hannity's wife are like best friends, and Darla used to give us all the backroom scoop.
Yeah, yeah, all the dirt.
He won't leave the house. He's got people just always walking up to him, all this stuff.
Jeez. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hysterical.
So, anyway,
wouldn't it be great to have, like, the Fox and Friends crew all of a sudden become White House employees? The whole Fox channel is all of a sudden working at the White House in the media department.
That might push me to Canada. That might be
46 past the hour. Sleeping well at night.
Sorry.
Am I doing a commercial?
No,
you're doing a commercial.
You're
all right, thank you very much.
I'll be my next.
I want to just talk a little bit about the value of what they do at MyPillow. Not that you haven't heard this before. Anybody who's had trouble sleeping and hasn't gone to MyPillow.com to order new pillows is silly. This really is the best place to go. Individual needs, family needs, tell your friends about it. Wake up feeling rejuvenated. Find the pillows, have the experience, and then tell the story. And there are all kinds of, if you go to the MyPillow website, you see testimonials page after page after page after page of how these pillows adjusted to the individual needs of the users. So you can have a longer night's rest, wake up feeling rejuvenated, all kinds of pillows for your pet, for you, mattresses, sheets, you name it, you can get it at 50% off. Great deep discounts by using the DJV code. For example, the premium pillows, you buy one, get one free, use the DJV code. You want to buy four pillows and pay for two, use the DJV code. 50% off. Go anywhere pillows, 50% off. These are all washable and dryable. The dog, the pet. I'm getting a pet bed for Daisy May. Everything is washable and dryable and usable for a long, long time. Get quality and service from an American company. American-made MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
All right, number 10 this week is a focus on the heat wave here in our country. The heat wave has gripped northern Europe. Greece is on fire. Some of the fires have started as a result of spontaneous combustion. However, there is a suspected arson connection to one of the fires in Greece. But the devastation from the heat wave, things dry out. We've had wild weather here in the Northeast, just the opposite. Richie can tell you firsthand about the floods in Washington and what that's done to his business facility there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, and all of our broadcast facilities.
Homeland Security building next door got flooded, and the electricity blew up in it and blew out all of our internet yesterday.
So. Yeah, right. Yep, it's a part of where we are now. Is it global warming? That becomes an old story, but the heat wave is real and a problem around the country and around the world. 10 minutes for the hour.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Chuck Curry, who was the author, the writer, the score person that came up with the original Mission Impossible theme for its television?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Lalo Schifrin.
Really?
Always gets
Lalo,
screen credit. Yeah, Lalo. L-A-L-O.
Lalo. Okay.
All right. And it is, if, well, there are probably, what, a half a dozen really recognizable movie themes, television themes, and this is certainly one of them worldwide when you hear this.
This is the one that the guys from U2 did, so it rocks
cool.
Even a little better.
Yeah, right.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right, so Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. The big story of the weekend, of course, is the introduction of yet another Mission. Is this the, I think this is number six, isn't it? How many Mission Impossible movies? Number six. And they get better, even according to you, the harshest critic I know, they get better with age. Yeah, I think you're
right. Well, I told you before, when the original came out over 20 years ago, I was not that big a fan. It was directed by Brian De Palma. I thought it was a misfire. I thought it fell very flat. Then John Woo, Hong Kong director, who specialized in action, did the second one. It had some interesting elements, but it did not feel like a Mission Impossible movie. I don't know if you remember, Tom Cruise had really long hair in part two, but then three on, I loved. I thought number three with Philip Seymour Hoffman, the late actor who played the villain. I thought that movie was outstanding. And then the fourth and fifth were really, really good. And I got a chance to see the sixth one last night. Got some really good reviews, 98% positive as we speak on RottenTomatoes.com. A lot of people were raving about the action. I gotta tell you, in terms of the genre, the spy genre, if you like the genre, this is a really tight, well-scripted film that holds the suspense the entire 2 hours and 25 minutes of its running time, which is very rare to do in movies. The action sequences are as big as it gets. And it felt, in a lot of ways to me when I was watching it, I don't want to overpraise it, but it reminded me a lot of what Chris Nolan did in The Dark Knight. It took a common theme of the spy movie and elevated it to the highest of levels. And Tom Cruise, as reported, does some intense, insane stunts in this movie, which look very believable, incredibly believable, because he actually really did them.
It's not all green screen stuff. He's actually doing the stunts. He's actually jumping out of airplanes and off buildings.
Yeah, and he did this motorcycle scene where he's riding full speed on a motorcycle with no helmet into traffic that looks incredible, and it's obviously very, very dangerous. And you were saying off air, Rich, that you think he's taking a massive risk with his life, and I agree.
He's not going to die of dementia. That dude's going to die an awesome, wicked, cool death.
You know what's interesting? What I like about this film, and what I liked about, well, my favorite's always been 3, and the reason for that is because they added the actress Michelle Monaghan, who played his wife in part 3, and I thought that her character had to, Ethan Hawke married in that movie, it sort of humanized him and made him more relatable. They bring her back in this movie in a plot element, and her presence in the film really elevates it, I believe. My opinion.
I was trying to figure that out. So she's working for the bad guys now, though, right?
No, the answer is no. No, the answer is no. It's just that, you know, his line of work is just way too dangerous for them to be involved on a day-to-day basis. But I got to tell you, Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, is in this movie, and he's really good. And there's a fight sequence in this film that takes place in the bathroom that is so intense. And even though I believe it's rated PG-13, the tone of this film, I got to tell you, it feels R. The violence implied in this film is pretty intense, and it does show you how dangerous this world is in this movie.
You just ruined it for Doug. He's done.
Huh?
Yeah. Nah, I'll be okay. As a matter of fact, I'm going to
it's
L.A.
Got
for
violence,
the weekend.
Though, Doug.
It is
violent. Yeah. Even for PG-13, it feels pretty violent.
Yeah.
It has a few laughs, but it's mostly serious throughout. It does have a few laughs.
What I want to know is how they do the CGI, like the helicopters almost crashing into each other and all of that stuff. I mean, that stuff.
It looks real. I tell you. I mean, obviously, it has to be some CGI because they're not going to have helicopters flying, you know, 3 feet from one another at high speed. But it looks really. I give it an 8.5 out of 10. I thought it was it's a really solid.
Why not a 9?
Summer blockbuster. I don't know. Yeah. Is it
9?
8 and
I'll
half,
see
eight
it this
half.
Weekend,
there
and I'll
go.
We'll mix reviews with you on Monday. But it'll be number
I'll
one this weekend.
I'll duke it out with you on Monday.
Very nice, Rich. What's your name? Oh, Chucker. That's Chuck. Oh. Chuck and Rich Victoria at 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.